Weston, damn it, Sakamoto was going well. What happened?
I had a little mishap off the start. My front end literally, I think I got a rock, someone roosted me on the start. It kicked up and locked my front brake up on the start, literally almost ended over the bars. Then ride
the
whole...
the master cylinder or down by the disc?
Down by the disc, okay, something happened. And the whole moto, I had no front brake because whatever hit it, locked it up. And then, so I'm riding the whole first moto, or second moto, no front brake, like a complete goon. Couldn't even do much because I couldn't stop. Finally came in with like three laps left.
I think you were like 7th or 8th or 10th or
I was up there, but I was like, I had no front brake, so I couldn't stop, which was bad. And then I pulled in for goggles and I looked down and my disc guard was in my caliper. So as soon as he ripped it off, I went out for the last two laps and my front brake came back. Yeah. So just a bummer situation, but you know, we don't race in mud every weekend, so it's hard to, you know, I'm not a mud rider as it is. I grew up in California on concrete, but you know, first moto was awesome for me. You know,
charged up first moto.
Yeah, I came from I think 14th to 15th up to 6th place, and you know, had some good potential. So I mean, that's the kind of racing that we do on a typical basis. So I'm not too worried about this weekend. Just bummed with how the second moto happened. You know, obviously it's muddy. There's a lot of rocks here. You never know what's going to happen. So it's something's always bound to happen.
Weird day where practice the track was like perfect, and then went to a shit show in second moto.
Yeah, it's totally weird. I thought we'd get lucky again with some rain, but you know, this whole year we've been pretty lucky with rain, and it obviously finally got us. So you know, it's part of racing, and you know, next time we got to do better.
What do you think of Phil coming back?
Oh, it's good to have Phil out. You know, he's been sitting at home, giving himself blowjobs for months now. So it's good to have him out and put some laps in on the track and get back out here. So.
Are you doing any more testing or learning about a bike or anything?
You know what I mean? I don't think we're going to do anything more probably with our 17s right now. I mean, other than probably just small suspension stuff here and there. But the overall bike is, we're not going to do any more developing on that because obviously the new bike's coming out. And, you know, obviously we'll put our hands on that and go for that. So
you made me laugh earlier when you said, I don't even want to ride the 18. I don't, because you can't race it, so you don't even want to ride it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of, you know, Suzuki has such a good bike as it is right now, and then you know with the amount of time that they've waited, they've obviously made an even better bike. So it's one of those things where I don't want to ride something that I know that could potentially be better, and then I'm going to have to race the old bike. So it's one of those things where I prefer just to obviously, you know, finish out the season with what we have, and it's, you know, there's no reason to ride the 18, you know, because it's what we have right now is good, and it's working. So
I didn't ask Jabo on this. Are you doing the USGP?
No, we're none of us doing GP. Oh, okay. So
cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.